Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Wednesday, November 26, 2008. China called on Israel on Wednesday to allow flow of goods and commodities in Gaza as Israel continues to close all Gaza's border crossings for more than 3 weeks now. This news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Chinese ambassador to the United Nations called on Israel to allow further food and medicine supplies in Gaza as a humanitarian crisis is looming in the coastal territory. This call comes in the backdrop of severe humanitarian conditions where the people lacking essential goods and commodities such as cooking gas, fuel and food items for more than 3 weeks now. Meanwhile, the Israeli military kept Gaza's border crossings closed today under the pretext of homemade rockets fired from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns. 3 weeks ago, the Israeli army broke a five-month-old Egyptian rocket ceasefire deal, pushing up Gaza-based resistance factions to retaliate with homemade rockets fire. In the West Bank, armed Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian-owned properties in the Hebron city, despite an Israeli High Court's ruling that settlers should evict a Palestinian neighborhood. At a political level, the League of Arab States was expected to hold an emergency meeting of the Arab Foreign Minister in Cairo today to discuss latest Palestinian developments, including the Israeli siege of Gaza and the failed Palestinian National Unity Dialogue. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hassan Qassis.